Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. How do you do the impossible? How do you bear the unbearable? And how do you make your life of training a success? You can take one step. If you can take one step, you can take another one. If you can take a step 8 times, you practically already have a habit. One thing, one way to start is just to choose one thing you know you can do if only you put your mind to it. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Just watching that process of that one small thing, you begin to learn how to pay attention, or that is the way we learn how to pay attention. And it helps to be something, of course, that you generally are not used to doing, because it takes some attention to change. In the past, you can develop a habit that's external, that because it took some attention to develop it, then you can also begin to make it internal. Like an external habit can be refraining from saying exactly what you think about whatever is happening. It can be refraining from judging that which seems ridiculous and stupid. Just refraining from saying it out loud. Of course, the people around you will feel the judgment anyway, but it's a start. And then it gives you a chance to then begin to let go of how it's going on in the inside, to refrain from indulging it on the inside, if there is such a thing as an inside, but that's neither here nor there. There is a saying, I think it's from Dogen, that your effort should be the same as that of a Buddha lifting his foot, his or her foot, I guess. One way into that might be, at least for me, has been to look at this how do you experience the truth through your senses? And it may just be a skillful means. I'm not saying it. It's a profound truth. But if all things are made of the Buddha nature, then the very hearing that when you hear, there are stories, for example, of hearing a stone hit a bamboo or seeing water shine, or smelling the fragrance that you've known many times, awaken you to the fact that you are here in this present moment. Full of truth. And so after a time, you start seeing the truth in anything, everything. But you become an obstacle in your own path. When you don't pay attention. Perceptual attention, kindness, respect, and so before I knew it, I almost completely stopped saying sarcastic things about people. To people. Almost. Before I knew it, before I knew it, I was just washing the dishes after I had my meal. Not letting them pile up, trying not to be bothered by them, and so on. Just doing it. Then there is the unbearable. I'm not sure I can even speak about it. I'm not beyond the unbearable. But I know it's possible. It's possible to bear the unbearable. It's possible. And the picture I get of it is a simple one, but just supposing if there is a river of mud on your floor, you can sit up at the top of the ladder and just see it. There's a bigger picture. So that you can both accept and change what is going on. One of the things I've found for me is that letting go of internal stories can allow things to change. I'll go back to letting go of external, like practicing not putting in a word every time you could put in a word. And then practicing not believing that a story in your mind is such as, everybody hates me, nobody likes me, guess I'll go eat worms, or, oh, there's some other little kids' rhymes that are sort of the simple version of some of the things we think. And practicing just saying, okay, maybe that's true or maybe it's not. And then just letting go of even that. And if you keep letting go of that, after a while it comes up less strongly. But every so often it'll come up strongly. And that's when knowing how to pay attention and let go is helpful. At the very least, I can reframe. And then maybe a minute later, or two, or three, or four, I can also refrain internally. And it's just gone. Whatever it was, just gone. Sometimes this one step is like turning around in a stream, going the other direction of everything you've known, everything that's assumed by everyone you know, or many people that you know. And an example of this in the world today is the fact that we're not responding to climate change. We're not saying, oh, we shouldn't drive as much, but we hear that a virus will kill us, so we stop driving as much. We make that choice. We make a big change. It's not the ending change. It's the change that shows us that we can make a change. And we never would have thought of it, and furthermore, we probably wouldn't have done it if it was just for some future distant goal. But when it comes down to it, and our life is at stake, we can make a change. And our life is at stake at all times because we don't know how much time we have left, and we don't know how much more we could give. We don't know how much more is possible. So it's time to pay attention. Turning upstream takes willingness. It takes willingness to make a mistake. Takes willingness to go beyond my assessment, however convincing. It's not the only truth. And you can even be kind to yourself and still make a change. Sooner or later, I see where I have created my own obstacle. And see that I have a choice. One more way to take a step is to just notice what's happening with your breath. When I know when there's anger happening, my stomach clenches up and my breathing is not refreshing, let's put it that way. So in that moment of choice of or possible choice to refrain from anger, you know, it's common advice, just try taking a deep breath. But actually at any time you can refer back to your breath, and I consider it not an exercise, but it's more like one of the basic mantras of life. It's always there, always possible to bring myself back to the moment through just noticing the breath and seeing over time. It seems that you see what it's doing in your body and what it's doing in your life, and you can choose. There's more that you can choose. More that I can choose. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha.